It's time for Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Jared Allen is presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jared Allen, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
It sounds like I'm a doctor or something.
Yeah, you know what? They really hype up your... They're just like, and Jared Allen, but then Mike Mussman. Like, they really throw some energy into your name.
Well, when you know the guy and you flip him an extra 20, it always pays
off. Hey, voiceover dude, hype my stuff up, bro. Come on, now.
Somebody's going to get a 69 jersey sent to him. I can just feel it right now. It is Vikings
country.
Not with
that intro. You even got, like, the lowered Mussman.
Oh, yeah. He really sold it sexy style and everything like that. Here we are at a new location, still Mall of America, which we thank Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. This is awesome because this is where the show really kind of began, in a bar.
Yeah,
this is where
absolutely.
It belongs.
We're back in our stomping grounds. Everybody else must still be at the Rotunda. Why is it every year our first show has like 12 people?
Well, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that builds. And then once it gets
and plus, I think we're way cooler than we are.
I know I do.
Yeah.
That's why I got this the voice guy saying my name.
You're getting some serious hype. That is pretty tight. You know
now,
that?
Here's the thing, is that as we're doing it here at the Skydeck, there is no way that we can go a whole season doing this show and not have a Bar Olympics at some point.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to do something cool. And just to throw something out, I don't really know what's going on with those pool tables over there.
It's kind of weird.
But it is kind of magical, and there's like there's pool sticks holding things up, and you got to be here to see it. And you're not here, so Radio Land, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But there's some like David Blaine stuff going on.
It is kind of freaky right there.
Why won't they fall down?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared, to be honest with you.
Somebody push them over, please.
We're throwing down, because I can't beat you on the football field. There's no possible way, but I think I could take you here if we went through the Bar Olympics.
Okay.
What's your game?
Dude, I'm kind of an all-around player.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty solid at bags.
Ooh.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
I've been known to shoot some one-handed pool in my day.
One-handed? Are you trick shooting behind the back and the whole works?
No. If I put two hands on there, I'm terrible. Let's just get that out there.
Ski ball, how are you at that?
Ooh, you know what? I'm, you know, fair to quite fair.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm throwing it up there.
How about on the lanes? Bowling?
Average
to not so average.
You know, I'm a firm believer in the straight ball. Really winging that one down there.
You're not grannying it, are you, with two hands between the legs?
I'm cleaning those up. I mean, I'm a steady 125 plus.
Yeah.
My best game ever was a 252, and I was in the zone.
Wow, 252?
No, I can never repeat it again.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I was in college. Things got weird.
You know that there actually is somebody that has to go home and tell their mom and dad, hey, I just got a new job. Yeah, really? What are you doing? I'm a ball hole cleaner. Somebody has to clean the holes in the balls here at the lanes.
Yeah, I don't know. They're kind of greased up, you know. So, but, yeah, you know, someone's got to do
Someone
it.
Someone has
it's
a
better,
job.
It's better. There's worse jobs. Let's put it out there.
I don't know.
The old quarter show job. No one wants that job.
Nobody wants that job. And nobody wants the job of actually having to clean a biffy here as well, because there was a little bit of an issue you had, right?
Biffy? I don't know what a biffy is.
The bathroom.
Oh, the bathroom. That must be slang for the bathroom. Yeah. Which leads me to my thing.
How do you guys, starting the show?
I need some, you know, audience participation. How do you guys feel about public pooping?
I'm a big fan.
Anybody? No?
It's girls? Not at my house.
All the girls don't. No one likes public. See, here's my theory on public restroom, you know, pooping. It's hilarious. Not so much because of, you know, you got to relieve yourself. Come on, we all relieve ourselves.
It's nature's business.
It's part of nature.
Yeah, it's going to make the phone call.
But it's the way other people feel. If you public restroom poop, the guy sitting next to you is so awkward and embarrassed, he feels like he's a part of it.
Right.
And then they just judge you.
You're dragging him into the show.
It's like, oh my gosh, you just did that. Not in private. Like, we all poop. You know,
right,
everybody's read the book.
Sure.
You know, what does your poop say or whatever? Or people poop or
no,
something.
No, everyone poops.
Everyone
that's what
poops.
It is. Yeah,
my
bad.
I obviously haven't read the book.
It's so, a good read. It's, you know, kind of a fast one.
This morning when you were doing the great debate, I was thinking, you know what? That's the next great topic is public restroom pooping for or against. Huge fan of it. Just, I would not recommend you do that in the Minneapolis airport because senators from Idaho have known to get in trouble.
Or is that a tap show?
At least don't have a wide stance while you're doing it, right?
This is Jared Allen and Vikings Country. We're doing it live at the Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. This is where we're going to be every Wednesday now, 6:30 here, and you can catch it on the Vikings Radio Network. With no OTAs, you got the off season. That must have been really tough to not have to come into the facility. And
yeah, I don't usually anyways, okay. So I really wasn't missing much. Coach Frazier, if you're listening, which, let's be honest, he's not. I enjoyed it because the coaches weren't allowed to call me.
Oh, okay.
You know, in past years, I always get a phone call, like, hey, when are you coming to town? When are you going to be here? Like, I'm like, quit stalking me, dude. I'm cool. And this year, my phone was silent. It was awesome. I just hung out, you know, was laid by the pool, got a tan, did some crunches.
But you came in this year.
Just GTL'd it.
You came in at camp in Mankato, and from all words and all people that I talked to, you came in lean, man. I mean, you came in great shape. What were you doing in the offseason?
Oh, you know what? Not traveling that much. You know, my wife got pregnant, and
congratulations.
That is awesome. I'm so excited. A couple more months, and I'll have a little baby girl running around. But I get a golf clap from the guy over here. I appreciate it, dude.
He's excited.
Everybody else is like, wah, wah. So, no, you know what? We didn't travel that much, so I just stayed at home. I had my trainers working out hard every day and, you know, doing my kickboxing and all that good stuff and just getting after it. Just, you know what? Jersey shoring it up. GTL, baby. I didn't really do the laundry, but, you know.
Right.
Just gym and tanning. It was great. Except I listened to country music versus, you know, techno.
Sure.
Yeah, but other than that, great times.
So now a baby girl on the way, isn't that just about right for you?
Yeah. I bought new guns. So for all you newborn baby boys out there, I will shoot you. I haven't really decided, like, what method I'm going to take. Like, if I'm going to be, like, super overprotective guy.
Right.
Or, like, you know, cool but, you know, kind of hard A, you
right.
know, approach. Or just, like my buddy gave me an idea. He's like, you know, because I'm a big fan. I think my daughter already has more clothes than she needs. And one of the shirts says, like, my dad won't let me date till I'm 25.
Nice.
But my buddy has a method or a good idea. He's like, my daughter can date whenever she wants. Mm-hmm. She can stay out as late as she wants. Go to whatever party, whatever. It doesn't matter to me because I'm going to be right there with her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, hey, you going on a movie? Cool. What are we seeing?
Right.
I like high school parties. Let's rock. You know what I mean?
Where's my solo cup?
I'll be the old dude with the shades on in the corner. Back it up, partner. Let's go.
So, you know, here in the offseason, not much going on. Then we get here ready to go, Vikings season. A couple of good friends, both of ours, cut from the team. And this is just part of that business that just really stinks a lot with Heath Farwell, who is now no longer on the team, and Jeff Dugan, which, you know, it's tough not having Jeff around because,
you know, Dugs is an absolute character. And for anybody who doesn't know him, you got to love the guy. But no, yeah, it's an evil business, honestly. You get to that point in everybody's career. There's one saying in the league, everybody will eventually get cut.
Right.
Eventually, they're going to, you know, you're either going to make too much money, you're not going to make enough money, or, you know, there's going to be cap issues, you know, or your talent drops. And you know, the way I look at it, every year I'm on the team, I've just fooled them one more year. So I'm doing good. But, you know, we always give a little rest in peace. You know, everybody comes around, hey, did you hear so-and-so? You know, and Heath and Duke, obviously, were well-liked guys in the right. locker room. So those are tough losses. But, you know, they're good. They're good dudes. They got good skills, so they'll get picked up somewhere.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Kevin Williams. Look at all the football we're talking about already.
I know. This is ridiculous. But we got no crowd, so I feel like we're just out here talking shop.
Well, no, but we got the guy who's got the silver fox hair going on
by
over here.
Way,
we love this.
By the way, for people that aren't here, you have missed probably in, what is this, 4 years going now?
Yeah, three I think years, it's 3 years.
Three
yep,
years
this is our third year. Yep.
I get hit in the head a lot. But, dude, I got to tell you, probably the best hair we've ever had here.
No, that's outstanding.
And we've had some strong, strong hairdos here.
People have brung it.
Just to describe to people in Radio Land, we got like a mud flap kind of thing going on in the
yep.
back. It's definitely a mullet, which is fantastic. But he's got that like Guile, you know, from Street Fighter.
Yes.
You see Guile going on in the front. That is just classic with that. He's got, 'cause he got a slick back on the sides.
Yeah.
A little like, you know, I salute America every time I hear the national anthem type deal going on in the front.
Yeah, it's kind of a free-for-all in the front, but the sides definitely mean in business coming towards the back.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Dude. I'm just telling you, that thing is throwing some serious heat, and I'm buying it. I'm all in.
That's awesome.
Speaking of curls, I'm trying to get my curls back.
Yeah.
You guys watch The Bachelorette by any chance? And if you say no, you're lying, because... especially if you're married. Every married guy watches The Bachelorette.
Because you have to.
And I actually kind of dig it, and I hate it, but, you know, I'm into the drama.
Really, are you?
Yeah, I thought Ashley was a horrible Bachelorette. You know what? what kind of message are you sending to the women out there that, oh, it's okay to make out with five dudes in one day because you're on a show to fall in love?
I thought that was the idea of the show.
Put that in the bar and you're just a skank. You know what I mean?
I know,
like,
but
I'm not trying to teach. That's horrible to teach the people.
That's an unbelievable television right there, though. You just get people half liquored up. You put a hot tub out there and then you just film what happens.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I've been so in love. I've known the guy for 12 minutes and I really feel a connection. And then all of a sudden, like, I really feel a connection with you. Let's make out. Right. Okay, well, I'm going to make out with you. And
meanwhile, I'm sitting there the whole time going, just come in second, because then I'll actually be the bachelor next time. Just come in second. First place sucks. She's never going to stay with me.
Anyways, Constantine has had killer curls, dude, like killer hair.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to get my hair to look like that. My wife reminds me that I'm balding rapidly and that my hair probably won't ever look like that. But I got some vicious wings coming out.
It's looking
right now.
Good there. It is.
So we're going to see what happens with it. I don't know if I can get to your status. I'm telling you, dude. Awesome.
You know who actually is rocking it, like old school, really sweet, almost like Rick Springfield, dare I say, mulletor, is Christian Ponder.
Ponder's got it. He just got it trimmed, dude.
No.
Yep, he trimmed up the old
awesomeness. He let it go.
Yep, trimmed it up. And now it's just, now he's really kind of looking like Uncle Jesse, but nowhere close to Uncle Jesse. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Not Uncle Jesse from the Dukes of Hazzard. You're talking about Full House,
yeah,
Uncle Jesse.
Oh,
okay.
Dude, are you kidding me? John Stamos. Which I, you know what? Let me apologize to John Stamos because you are, that is a sexy man right there.
Yeah, that is a good looking man.
You know
man.
What? I'm not even afraid to say it. Here's the old adage. Rick Springfield or John Stamos, in their prime, who's dreamier?
Oh, I got to... Rick Springfield actually has got the long-term thing going because now he's back on Californication.
Okay, well...
And he's outstanding on it because every time they introduce him, they always say, hey, there's Rick Springfield. They always say his full name in the show.
Because he's not just Rick.
No.
He's definitely Rick Springfield.
Yeah, but Uncle Jesse had it going on.
See, I'm a Stamos guy. I think Stamos is dreamier.
Right.
I mean, dude, are you kidding me? That hair? Full House? Dude, you can't beat that. Yes, Jesse's girl was awesome. Rick Springfield is timeless.
Only on this show can we go from public restrooms to John Stamos is hotter than Rick
Springfield. And I guarantee John Stamos isn't afraid to poop in public.
Hey, how about this?
Man with that much confidence couldn't be.
Well, yeah, and he probably does it with just flair. You know, we're almost where it's like it was. I had to mouth breathe, but I saw it was you coming out, and I went, "Thank you, sir."
Yeah, you know what? I'll taste it.
Thank you for ruining my day.
Yeah.
That was absolutely awesome.
And I mean, come on, think about it. You could be in a crappy day, and you're at the urinal in the bathroom. Obviously, ladies don't know what we're talking about here. You're just kind of like, whatever. And all of a sudden, you just hear, and some dude just sprayed mud in a public restroom, and you have to laugh. Flatulence is hilarious.
Whether you're 2 or 72.
It is hilarious,
yeah,
isn't it not?
Yeah, it's funny. Oh, absolutely.
See, I think more depressed people should just go and listen to people public restroom poop, and life would be so much better.
Welcome to our third and last season of doing this Vikings Country with Jared Allen, the Sky Deck here, Mall of America. Hey, this is another one for you here. In the second segment, we got more coming up on the way. In fact, we're going to do a scouting report like only Jared Allen could do it. But
nice.
I saw this as a story. Now, this is what people claim. 9 out of 10 people that were actually surveyed for this study claim that they are members of the Mile High Club. 9 out of 10.
That is an absolute lie.
Right. Then, out of 1 out of 6 of those 9 out of 10 said that it was a complete stranger when they got on the plane.
Okay, you know what? I've traveled a lot.
Right.
I've flown a lot. That is crap. First of all, those restrooms are so tight. Second of all, everybody's pretty much alert. You know
right.
what? And even especially the stewardess, they always sit in the back. They always sit in the front right by.
Yeah.
You just think they're just letting two strangers go into the bathroom. And,
that seems peculiar. Oh, well, whatever.
Oh, okay. You know what? That is horse crap. That's all I'm saying.
But you'll love this because when we brought this up on the show on K102, this is why we're doing that Vikings Country deal.
Yeah.
And we brought this up. We had people calling in, and one guy who actually works the rails, he works on a train.
I heard that, yeah.
He's on the Mile Long Club.
Mile Long Club, yeah.
Right. And then my
Which,
favorite,
come on, is that really an accomplishment to do it on a train?
Well, it depends on how slow the train's moving, because if it's one of those speeding locomotives, boy, that's not real impressive.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the train, you have more freedom.
Sure.
It's long. What car do you want to go to? You know what I mean?
But my favorite one by far, though, was the Mile an Hour Club.
Yeah, the tractor. Again, not as impressive because, let's be honest, 99% of the chance it's your wife.
Right.
And there's not a whole lot of people.
around the farm.
Right.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, obviously hilarious. Passes the time while you're seating, you know what I mean? But the Mile High thing, I think, is a stretch. First of all, the 9 out of 10 people are that good looking that just strangers want to just throw themselves at them. And when's the last time you've been allowed to get that hopped up on a plane?
Vegas.
Yeah, but
Vegas trips.
Depending on the stewardess or the we'll call it the flight attendant. I don't know if they're called stewarders.
Yeah, they're yeah.
Depending on who it is, usually there's a couple drink, you know, limit, or that you know, you don't want to be the person ding, 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 and I'm just like, oh, this is annoying. And then all of a sudden you're gonna go to the bathroom with somebody and they're like, yeah, we're gonna let this fly. That is crap. People, have you ever heard of Homeland Security, Air Marshals? They're not letting people go to the bathrooms.
Breaking it down like we only can here with Jared Allen, Vikings Country.
I'm angry. That is a flat-out lie.
Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes. It's on the fourth floor of Mall of America. Make sure you come out here every Wednesday. By the way, a second segment is going to be coming up on the way. And tickets are still available for all Vikings home games this season. As a special promotion with Verizon, we encourage you to like the Vikings on Facebook and take advantage of an incredible discount ticket offer, which is currently available at all of the Facebook fans and facebook.com/Minnesota Vikings. Make sure you take advantage of that. More coming up. Second segment here. It's Vikings Country. This is the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
Now, back to Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
All right, here we are once again. We do have a crowd out here. Let's make a little noise, yeah. Everybody. Jared Allen's here. We're here at the Sky Deck Grill and Lanes. Make sure you stop on out here on Wednesday, 6:30. That's when we'll be doing Vikings Country here.
You know, I'm not a mathematician by any means, but I think if we offered some happy hour specials, we might fill this thing up.
I know that the bartender was working on a new drink. He was doing some kind of calf roping thing that he was trying to conjure up, so that might help the show.
Could be dangerous.
Yes.
All right.
Maybe when they actually watch this again, if they're at home and they're drunk, then they'll actually be entertained by it.
Welcome back to the longest 30 minutes of your life. We have now made all of you guys dumber, and we appreciate you guys for tuning in.
There is no question that both of us are rednecks, and guilty as charged. The most redneck,
that's awesome.
The most redneck thing that you've done this summer, I'll let you think about it while I tell you mine, and I know you already know it because I sent you the text of the photo of my pontoon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My pontoon over the summer, it had problems, and they put it on blocks. So what's the first thing I decide to do? Well, I got to race home, go and grab a beer, and drink a beer on my pontoon on blocks. Greatest redneck moment I've ever experienced in my life.
Well, yeah, I mean that's just classic, because think about it.
Yeah.
You can't get in trouble.
No.
It's on blocks.
It's on blocks. I couldn't go anywhere.
Done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Done.
How about you?
You know what? I'm trying to think. Well, okay. Not really redneck of me, but... So to celebrate my one-year anniversary, this is just kind of awesome. Like when I was in Italy, I rocked a Speedo just because that's what the Europeans do,
nice.
Right?
Yeah.
When in Italy, do what the Italians do.
Yes.
And so we're doing our one-year anniversary, and we decided, yeah, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to lay out by the pool. So I'm going to throw the Speedo on just for some good memories. And I got the exact same sunburn and the exact same tan line. And, like, it's still holding true. Like, I'm not even tan, but for some reason I have, like, a Speedo tan line, which is tight.
Did you do the Brazilian just to be ready for it and everything?
No. See, here, I have a rule. When I die, like, people will know that I've never shaved any part of my body, like, below my...
manscaping whatsoever.
I'm not a manscaper, dude.
Really?
Like, my legs are supposed to be hairy. My chest is supposed to be hairy.
Yeah.
My arms are supposed to be hairy.
Yeah.
Like, pits supposed to be hairy.
Right.
I would never shave my face if I didn't have to.
I take care of my Aria. That's honest.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody does, right? but I guess the other day, so I got home. I was going to put some lawn chairs. There were some chairs together.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I hate assembling crap.
Right.
Like, why can't you just pre-assemble it? I'd rather buy it. Like, because you look at the display and you're like, oh, that's sweet. It's already put together. So you buy five of them, and then they give you these little boxes, and you're sitting there with a little screwdriver for the next hour and a half, and then I sit on it, and it breaks. But I had some, you know, some shorts on like this, some plaid shorts and a shirt.
Nice.
And I went home, and I put my jorts on and, like, a Zuba shirt, and my wife is like, you really just changed to go to the garage and, like, put together a chair. You're not cutting wood or anything. You're putting screws in.
I like that you're married and your wife lets you keep that kind of good.
And I was like, what if something would have gotten snagged or something? And then we decided, oh, it's Tuesday. We got to go to Redstone for, you know, tortilla soup. Greatest, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I wore. And she just looked at me like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, they're comfy.
Nice.
When they stop making jorts, I'll stop wearing them.
Hey, this time around, we got the Scouting Report. Scouting Report is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. We got the San Diego Chargers, San Diego, which I believe in translation stands for a whale.
Discovered by the Germans.
I'm not really sure if there's actually, if any of the scholars know what exactly it means. It could be a mystery for the rest of our lives. An explosive offense, though, with the San Diego Chargers. Phillip Rivers, who gets 30 touchdowns last season. Antonio Gates, one of the best tight ends, maybe even arguably the best tight ends in the NFL. And then you're going up against Marcus McNeil.
Yeah, you know what? I've got some experience playing these guys. I played them for 4 years, and you know, I've had some success. They do have a good offense, and the biggest thing for us is we're going to have to stop the run. Everybody talks about Phillip and his passing, but you know, you just can't let him be balanced. That's when he's most deadly. So if we can stop the run and then hit him, you know, we'll be all right. So I like our matchup against the up front. And I tell you what, man, we look good, especially the way AP is running the ball. If he can have like another 300-yard game against them, that would be kind of nice. And McNeil knows what he's in for, so I ain't too worried about it.
On that day, September 11th, it's going to be a very emotional day around the nation, of course, and in the NFL as well. And I know as a supporter of our troops and the men and women who are in not only the fire and rescue, but police department and everything like that, and big supporter that you are, the impact that that means on you.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously I think it's kind of cool to have a game on September 11th, just because I think it's a reminder, you know, that we get to do what we do because we have men and women that are over there sacrificing and serving. And, you know, that day obviously is going to be a constant reminder of what can happen in this world and how strong and how important our military is so we can have our freedoms. And so I actually got my foundation, Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors. We're actually building a house for a guy, or, you know, remodeling a house for a guy down in Arizona right now. He's going to be at the game. I got some military buddies that are going to come out to the game. And, you know, I think, you know, it's just a great day to say thank you, you know, and obviously remember all those people that were lost in the World Trade Center. And, you know, I think it's one of those things, too, you can look back on and just, you know, really see how our lives have changed in the last 10 years. But it's a day that you should always look at it and never take for granted the freedoms we have. And take the time to thank someone in the military, because we get to sit here and talk on the radio for 30 minutes and make no sense.
He's Jared Allen. I am us, Vikings Country. We'll be back again next week, 6:30, right back here on the Vikings Radio Network.
This has been Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Jared Allen has been presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor of Mall of America. Listen for Vikings Country with Jared Allen Wednesday nights all season long, right here on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.